So there's a Chinese saying by a great writer, Lu Shen, that hope is like a path in the countryside. And at first there is no path or no hope, and then you walk this way back and forth, and then a path appears. And so that seemed representative of how we need to go forward in addressing a lot of problems in this country. Create our own path, create our own hope.
Christoph has traveled to more than 150 countries in his career, covering a variety of wars and other disasters. So how can he still be an optimist?
You know, people always think that, okay, I cover global poverty, I cover genocide, war, that I must be, a little bit addled, a little bit suffering from PTSD or whatever, and kind of the Eeyore of journalists. But the truth is that I am fundamentally optimistic, and part of it is that I've seen a lot of progress in my time reporting on these issues over the decades that we in journalism tend not to focus on. We tend to cover the disasters. That side by side with the worst of humanity, you tend to see the best. And there have been so many times when I've been dispirited by some warlord or some terrible problem, and then, you know, alongside it, there's somebody fighting back at the warlord or trying to ease the pain and suffering caused by this catastrophe. And, you know, I've seen some terrible things, but I've also seen incredible strength and resilience and courage and just decency.
Christoph says he got his start in journalism sort of by accident.
Actually, in eighth grade, my grade school in rural Oregon, some students decided to have an organizational meeting to start a school paper, and I didn't go to it. I wasn't really thinking about it, but a lot of the students wanted to write for a school paper. None of them wanted the burden of editing it, and so they chose me as editor in absentia, and my journalism career was born. And so that was definitely an accident, but I loved journalism, and I, you know, did a lot of it in high school and college. When you're a high school freshman, it's a great way to impress high school girls. I love the beauty of the writing.
For his op-ed columns, he gets to choose his own topics, and he's covered a wide range, from sweatshops and flame retardant to the Iraq War and politics here and abroad.
The great thing about journalism is that it is a license to educate yourself about topics you find interesting and then inflict your views on an audience. And so I'm interested in a lot of different things, and this has been a great calling to, you know, for a busybody to have an excuse to call up experts and get their views and learn about those topics.
And he figures he makes public appearances like the one coming up in the Quad Cities about once a month.
I do like engaging with people and talking about issues that I care about. The downside is always that once I commit to a date, then inevitably there's some world crisis happening on that same date, you know, halfway around the world, and I'm kicking myself for committing. But I'm really looking forward to this visit.
Christoph's appearance in the Quad Cities is made possible by the Joyce and Tony Singh Family Foundation, the sponsor of last year's first Intelligent Conversation that featured Krista Tippett, host of the public radio program On Being. Additional support for the upcoming event comes from Genesis Health System. I'm Herb Tricks.